Now, you have interviewed, or you have a number of eyewitness accounts of D.C. sightings, right, in your book?
Oh, yes, over 200.
All right, let's take a couple of them. Give me some of the juicy ones.
Well, the daytime ones are what I think is probably the most compelling. From most recently, hold on a sec, looking in here.
All right.
There have been accounts here where literally dozens of people were stopped in their car during, like, this one was July 11th. Something about July. I don't know why everything goes crazy in July, but...
And the 11th.
But specifically July in D.C. seems to be a very busy time. But there's this woman is a, you know, very credible individual, and she said she was stuck in traffic on Rhode Island Avenue about 11 a.m. on a Saturday morning, bumper-to-bumper traffic, and she saw something in the sky. She said it looked like a star. But then the star started descending, okay? And she said it came down out of the sky. She said it was a very large silver metallic dome circular UFO, hovered for about 10 minutes above the tree, about the size of a football field. It hovered and then sped away silently. She said it was shiny like aluminum foil, but was so shiny it was almost looked like liquid. The treetops were even reflecting in the metal. It hovered very close to me as I drove down Rhode Island Avenue. The traffic was very busy, so I wasn't going anywhere. She said I looked up, and she said she knew other people could see it too because they were looking up at it. And she said it really gave her the creeps. And, you know, at one point she started thinking, please go away. And immediately after that, the thing began to slowly pick up speed and move back up into the sky. But that was 1993. In 1992, this one's really weird, is in the afternoon, so it's still daytime, April 13th, 1992, on the mall, dozens of people, right? I mean, that place is always crammed with tourists. And according to this English family that was there on holiday, dozens of people started pointing up at the sky because they were looking at this very large UFO. It was a very large, bright, disc-shaped UFO floating silently at approximately 30,000 feet over the heart of Washington, D.C. Following that huge UFO were 10 smaller UFOs that were shining brightly as they passed over the Washington Monument Complex, directly, which is located directly behind the White House. So those are just in the 90s. I mean, the things that happened, of course, what happened in just this decade are probably the most profound. And, like I was trying to say to you, the timeline is really incredible, that after they landed on the 16th of July, 2002, they showed up 10 days later and were chased out. That's the 26th. They showed up again on the 30th and were chased out again. Then in September of that year, minister and his wife and some friends were visiting D.C. The wife said, oh, honey, please pull over. I want to take a picture of the Capitol.
Right.
Right? So they take the picture. It's 9 o'clock at night. They go back to their hotel room and download the pictures, and lo and behold, there's a UFO over the Capitol Dome. Now, he said, it was really interesting. He said, I'm not going to post this on the Internet because I think this might be worth some money. So I've been trying to find his character. I don't know where he is. He's somewhere in Texas.
Nobody's bought his pictures yet. I don't. Well, maybe somebody did.
No, I haven't seen it, but I'm
sure. To keep it quiet.
You know, I'm sure at some point it'll surface. But then in December 16th, 2002, the UFO showed up again during the daytime. The military scrambled jets again. And this time somebody on the ground saw it and who lived in D.C. And she was a former Air Force brat too. And she was very familiar with aircraft. And she said when she looked up, she saw the aircraft. And then she saw this other thing. And it was hovering very low over the buildings. And she said obviously the jets couldn't catch it. It was too low. And then
they escape? Why don't they just stay there? I mean, they can't be shot down, I don't think. So,
well, that's not necessary. Wait a second. Hold on, George. They have been shot down, but you're touching on a very, very sensitive subject. In 1952, when the orders were issued, yes, there was a small, I mean a very small, like 2 foot wide disc that was shot at, and a piece of the metal was knocked off of it, which was later analyzed. But I don't think anybody was in that. That was one of those sort of drones that
a robotic craft.
Yeah, and it's picking up information, and I guess they got a lucky shot or whatever. But my point being is that there have been many larger craft with individuals in it that have been shot at by us. But then there's the other ones, George, that just fall out of the sky, and they've obviously been damaged by something.
Like Roswell.
Yeah, and also Farmington. And there's many cases where you have to wonder who the heck shot that thing down. It wasn't us, especially back in the 40s and 50s. In fact, this is not going to even sound plausible. The first UFO that was ever shot down that I know of in recorded history was 1917 by Baron von Richthofen, the Bloody Red Baron. In Belgium.
He shot one down?
Yeah, he did. I mean, according to his wingman, that's what happened. Early one morning, they were on patrol over Belgium in their Fokker aircraft. And those guns were, I mean, those guys didn't mess around. Those were they really flying some heavy lead coming out of those things. And when they saw this thing, they immediately assumed it was enemy aircraft, and he was a deadeye, and he just started shooting at the thing, and it fell like a rock out of the sky, and then it crashed into the woods. And according to his wingman, he says that a couple of little bald-headed guys got out and ran off into the forest. Well, at the time, they figured, you know, we had just entered the war,
right,
being the U.S., and they thought, and that was World War I, by the way, folks. These German guys thought that was our stuff.
And our guys.
But at the how would they know any different? 1917. I mean,
you wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah, who heard of UFOs or aliens?
Right.
I mean, come on. But after the fact, this is many years later. He said back in the 50s, it started dawning on him that what the Baron had shot down was clearly not ours. You know, it wasn't. In fact, it wasn't anything ever built on Earth.